We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A good learning season. A lot of ups. There were some downs as well. I learned a lot. We learned a lot. We got better as players, as people. And losing tonight, it doesn't feel good to lose. But hats off to the San Diego Padres. They came out here. They played better than us. They outplayed us. So hats off to them.
Given how well the team played all year, does it feel abrupt with the way the last two weekends have gone? That all of a sudden it's over?
Whenever the season is over, it kind of feels that way. You know, you don't think about all the things that happen, but whenever the season is done, it's like that's kind of like your heart gets a little tighter. You know, it's an emotion that you don't want. You want to finish the season happy. You know, you want to finish the season happy, and that's not the case here, but I'm thankful. I thank the good Lord for the health, for being able to grind with this group of guys, the coaching staff, the analytic department, the trainers, everybody, the clubbies, everybody that helped me and helped all of us to be here tonight. You know, it's not easy to win, and it's not easy to win in the postseason, and you get the best of the best, and San Diego flat out beat us.
Francisco, how do you explain 101 wins and really comes out to be what it is?
A postseason. That means we had a really good regular season, and we didn't get the job done in postseason. It's not a good feeling.
Francisco, is there a particular game or an at bat or a moment that'll haunt you when you think about how quickly this unraveled?
I'll think about it during the offseason. That'll come. I'm sure it happens every year that you go back to your house and you start thinking, you start analyzing how the season went. You start, you know, taking things in. When you're in the moment, it's hard to do that, to take a step back and look the season from a different angle. And that'll come. That'll happen. I'm sure there'll be things that I don't like, a lot of things that I don't like. But I don't regret anything. As of right now, I don't regret anything. The way everything has gone this year, we're blessed to even be here talking to you guys. You know, there's not that many people here, and it means we did something good.
Is it hard at all knowing that so many players on this team in particular are free agents now, and this group could look a lot different next year?
I'm sure it'll look a lot different. You know, players make decisions based on the better for them and their families, and then you got to respect that. I got to respect that. I'm sure it'll be different next year, but we're creating a culture here that's going to be one of the best ones in the game coming up. I'm truly excited for what's going to come. This is a step forward. This is a step in the right direction. I appreciate ownership, front office, and the coaching staff, because they are moving us in the right direction.
Why was Joe Musgrove so difficult to hit tonight? Why was Joe so difficult to hit tonight?
He executed, man. He threw the ball away. He threw the ball in. He spinned it. He did good. He did really good. Hats off to him. And the whole pitching staff, you know, they did very well.
And Buck obviously had them check in. Were you guys suspicious of anything?
There was some talks in the dugout. Buck made the decision to go check him. I respect it. I respect his decision. At the end of the day, hats off to Musgrove. He flat out beat us. You know, it's that's the name of the game.
What was the talk in the dugout?
Yeah, there was something a little different. But at the end of the day, the Buck made the decision. I respect it, and he was, you know, he beat us.
Was it
Thank you.
When you talk about building a culture here and having moved forward and made progress this year, can you point to some specifics and ways that you guys did make progress and that the culture has changed?
I mean, the noise from the outside is not. Last year we got in a little bit more. This year it was less noise in the clubhouse. It was expected to win day in and day out. You know, it wasn't like a tryout. And you are expected to be accountable and respect the game, respect everything, respect all your surroundings. So at the end of the day, it's something that's heading in the right direction.
Do you feel that something was, you built up such expectations, and really with your fan base, kind of love and respect, do you think between Atlanta last weekend and San Diego this weekend, something was lost in that relationship?
Relationship?
Well, the thing
like
you built,
talking to fans and
with
us?
With the fans, like that you would build
something. I mean, we didn't come through, you know? We didn't finish the way we wanted. The expectation is always to win the World Series, and we didn't do that. We came up short. And I appreciate them coming out and supporting us and wanting us to win the World Series, to go deep in the postseason. We wanted it as bad as they wanted it. You know, I hope the relationship's not lost. You know, they were here tonight. They support us. They cheer us on the whole entire game today. And this is a very knowledgeable crowd. You know, they know the game. They know it's not easy. They know it's, you know, it's part of the ride. You know, of course they want to win just as much as we want to win. But you got to build from this year and move forward, you know. I haven't been here long enough. I'm sure that's the same speech every single year. But at the end of the day, that's how I feel. And I truly believe that this is a step in the right direction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.